come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Welcome to Knockout Radio.
God, you act so surprised. I thought you were going to
do
the
intro. It's your show. I thought you were going to do the intro.
No, I'm trying to save my vocal cords.
Are you really? What are you saving for?
Action today. We got an action-packed show.
Jam-packed.
You know.
Sometimes there's like we have to just kill time and like make things work. Other times we got...
Nice throw.
Thank you.
Scheduled for today's program.
Yes.
Alex Caceres.
I like Alex.
Leroy. Mike Rodriguez.
Slow Mike Rodriguez.
So does that mean I got to talk slow? He certainly wasn't slow last week.
He was fast inside the octagon.
Emily Whitmire is back on.
Awesome.
The return of Kendall Grove.
The spider?
Dust spider.
Dust spider.
As we get ready for 9/11 in Daytona.
Yes.
Which we plan on being at. And I let the cat out of the bag.
Uh-oh.
At the bottom of the second hour, we have from Hawaii 5-0. From right up your alley, too. He's from Iron Chef.
Yeah, he is.
He is the, I can't remember what he, I can't remember. There's a title for him. Not the commander.
Samurai.
No, it'll come to me. But Mark Dacascos, whose movie came out yesterday.
Oh, that's so cool.
He's the chairman.
I didn't think they were still doing movies. I thought movies were on hold for the COVID. They're filming again?
Well, I would imagine that it already been done. It was already filmed.
Okay.
And then...
Because I don't need... Are movie theaters open? Are we allowed to
I think they
go?
Are. I think they are.
6 feet apart?
Unless you know. I mean, I almost did it. At one of them, you can rent the whole theater.
Really?
And it was like $250.
What?
Which I thought would be kind of cool.
Yeah, Knockout a radio showing. We could like watch UFC for live.
Well, not necessarily that. It has to be a movie. But, you know, so we could do like Karate Kid.
Cool.
You know, we could do something really cool, bring, you know, all our families and
Rocky
the kids.
Five.
And I don't know if I want to share my emotional evening watching Rocky Five with all of you knuckleheads. So, action-packed, a lot of cool stuff to talk about, a lot of things going down in Vegas. My new favorite player, Bauer, the pitcher from the Reds,
okay.
I now don't like him.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, I got to decide because...
That was short. That was a short love affair.
I like that he came out in support of Tatis, and I'm not watching any baseball.
Right.
You know, I haven't watched one pitch that I know of that I can remember.
Okay.
I just don't care. I'm acting like I'm not wearing any underwear, but that's what happens when you don't care.
Okay.
So, you know, he came out in support. You do you, hit a grand slam. You know, then, you know, he did another thing. He stole third, I guess, up by seven. No problems with it.
Got it.
But there's always been issues after players do the bat flip.
Right? They're disrespectful.
It's one of those unwritten rules, which I can't stand.
Doesn't matter how far the bat is flipped. Is it kind of like if you toss it in the stands,
There was a bat flip I saw on social media, and he bat flipped it so far, he drilled the coach. It went straight back. You know, so depending on how you feel about bat flips is how... what Bauer just did. I guess after he struck a dude out, he turned, he pretended to pop open a can and then drank a pretend drink.
Like a celebration.
Like
drink?
A celebration beer or something.
Or like a can of whoop-ass. Like.
It could, well, you don't drink that though, do you? Do you drink a can?
You just open a can. Throw it at him.
Right. He opened a can and pretended to drink. So I don't know yet. You know, you might talk me into it's not okay. It's okay.
Is he the one who gave you that shirt? The BU, they'll adjust.
No, I was I had a breakfast at Tampa International Airport with a former Buccaneer as he was flying out to camp about a month ago, and as I was waiting for him, I saw a dude wearing the shirt, and it says, "Be you, they'll adjust."
Right.
Now it could be taken, you know, two different ways. It can be taken, "You be you, they'll adjust to you." I want it basically to mean that, but for me.
Right.
I'm going to be me, whether you like it or not. I don't care. Either adjust or goodbye.
I think everybody who knows you knows that that's how you are.
And my nephew couldn't adjust, so goodbye.
Because this is the first time I think I've seen you not wear an 8-man strong shirt.
I know. I just wanted to wear this one.
Today. You should put an 8-man sticker on the back just so everybody thinks it's an 8-man.
Yeah, but you can't do that because of, you know, who owns the rights to this, who owns the rights to that, sure. And I don't want to get in the middle of any rights.
Yeah, the rights are a hot topic right now.
See, not necessarily the UFC, but whatever that company is, DMI, LMNOP, that purchased the UFC, just purchased 10 more acres.
Yeah, they're going to build a hotel.
A hotel.
Will it have a casino in it?
Somebody else asked that. I don't know.
Like it will be only for UFC personnel.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense to do that.
So when we go to fights out there, we'll have a place to stay. We have our own room.
Well, no, we wouldn't be staying at the UFC hotel.
Well, the media, is it for everybody, all the people?
No. Normally, I'm assuming that this will be just for UFC staff, depending on how big they're going to build. I can't imagine, you know, you don't do the casinos because you don't want people in there. The whole object is to isolate yourself.
To eliminate the COVID spread so you can still fight and, you know, control all aspects.
COVID, protesting, guns, slingshots.
Well, I heard they had built-in kitchens. The fighters can live right there and, like, prepare their meals and the family can be there.
I think it's cool. I think it's cool.
It's a great move. Why not control every aspect of it, like all the elements?
A couple of real quick things that have come out. Dana said Anderson Silva's final fight will be against Uriah Hall. And something that I've always struggled with, and we've talked about it, about ruining a legacy.
Yes.
Fighting too long.
Betting on
baseball. Continuing. Huh?
Pete Rose.
What's Pete Rose got to do with
this?
He
had the greatest legacy of all time, and then he bet on baseball, and now it's ruined.
I'm not going to argue that one at all.
I mean,
I'm the big Pete Rose guy.
Yeah.
Pete Rose is one of, and I always hate to say the, because there's so many different, you know, what's your favorite band? What's your favorite fighter? There can't be one. There really can't be.
My favorite band is Holly Glenn. They're local.
Just because they're Connor getting Gordon. Ready to hit the stage over in Tampa at Bubba's stage.
Connor Gordon's my boy. I've known him forever. So that's my people.
What kind of music?
Just rock.
Okay.
Is there any other kind?
Well, yeah, there's tons of other kind.
But they're great people, man. Can't wait to go support them, bring some pizzas up to the studio.
I got to learn to like some of the harder stuff, because next year when bands start traveling again,
yes,
I'm going to hit up the Scorpions.
Oh.
And a little bit harder than, I think they're a little bit harder, you know, than what I normally listen to. Okay. So I got about 6 months to a year.
You listen to Tenors of Rock, so.
Well, but Tenors of Rock aren't hard.
What's what about Steve LaNay? Who's he got you listening to?
He's the Scorpions.
Okay,
that's
his Motorhead, and you know he's got some.
Well, Mickey was in Motorhead, and he's now in Scorpions, and so we're gonna hang out there shortly. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. But when I was talking about legacies and such, has Anderson Silva ruined his legacy?
Yes, I mean if he would have walked away at the top like GSP, he would always have that question mark. Oh, in his era, in his day, he was the GOAT.
But still. And I'm not disagreeing with you, but in his day, in his era, he was the GOAT.
Yeah, nobody could touch Anderson.
He was the guy.
But at the same time, just like Hoist Gracie, in the beginning, nobody knew how to figure out the leverage and the jiu-jitsu and the ground and pound and the submissions. Now people know. And Anderson was a great counter striker. He had to wait for the fight to come to him, just like Israel, just like other fighters.
Until he couldn't move his head quick enough for Chris Weidman.
But the game's changed now. I don't think his style would be as dominant. I don't think he would be as dominant in today's UFC as he was back then.
I don't know, because like you said, he was, or really Israel is so much as Anderson was.
Sure.
So they are so close. I mean, put Anderson at his heyday in Israel right now, which he may not be at his heyday. He may not be at his peak.
Right, he might not be.
We'll find out next month. But if you put those two against each other, I would imagine most people would say Anderson would have destroyed him. Anderson then, Israel today at the same time.
I think Israel's got his hands full of Costa coming up.
No, I do too.
Paula, and look, my wife loves me, but like she's like, that's my guy. Like she's rooting for him. Paulo.
I love how he's calling him Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
You know, he does resemble him a little.
Does.
Only thicker, you know, bigger, bigger body structure.
I think careful.
No, I'm not saying anything. I've said enough stuff. A new policy on Facebook.
Okay.
I can't promise this, but this is my new policy for as long as I can do it.
Oh, it's your policy.
My policy.
I thought Facebook came out with a new rule.
I don't care about their rules.
Okay.
My new rule, when it comes up, I hide it.
Okay. Just hide it.
Instantly.
You can just delete the people.
I don't want to delete it. I said I'll never delete people, so I'm not going to delete.
Oh, so that's kind of your thing.
By me just pushing it aside quickly, I don't have the opportunity to get more involved. I got heavily involved with a guy I barely know.
Okay.
Used to be involved with Extreme Couture with Randy, and it kind of got involved about what happened in the NBA.
Okay.
And maybe we discuss this over the next hour and a half. Maybe we don't. I'm still waiting for our good friend Styles G.
Styles G. White.
To discuss the situation.
Okay.
Ellis Wims put something on the Book of Face, which I appreciate.
Uh-huh.
And again, I don't have a problem with your opinion.
Right.
Whatever your opinion is fine. Like, this particular person has an opinion to me that is so dead wrong, but that's his opinion.
Right.
But don't get mad when I have an opinion.
Sure.
And that's our issue. All right, let's go hit our first break. When we come back, we're going to head out to Las Vegas as we get ready for this weekend's UFC. Big card out there at the Apex Center. We're going to kick it off with Bruce Leroy, Alex Caceres when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Grill. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bernie Williams from the Yankees, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Live from Florida Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete, here each and every Wednesday afternoon. Coming up in the second hour, you know him as Woe Fat on Hawaii 5-0. His mom, first female on the cover of Black Belt magazine.
Wow.
So that's how you tie it all into Knockout Radio. All right, let's head out to Las Vegas as we get ready for another weekend of fights back out at the Apex Center. It's been a while. But Bruce Leroy, Alex Caceres has been on before. Let's welcome him back. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How you guys are doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. What's the weather like in Vegas? 140?
not that high yet, but we're getting close to 115.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm schwitzing here, and it's not 115.
That helps with the weight cut,
it
right,
does
Alex?
Help. It does.
Yeah, quick, I don't have no trouble with weight cutting, though. Hey, I'm going to step into the elevator, so if I lose you, just sit tight for a second. I'm going to be on my floor soon.
Okay, well, we'll wait. Go ahead and get on the elevator. Go ahead and get off, and then we'll come back. We'll put him on hold for a second.
I still have that cool photo of Alex in New York, where outside the Fighter Hotel, he did this cool with a fan, like this little, like, complete the world with his fingers. I got to repost it on my Instagram today, but Alex is a good sport, man. Good dude.
He is. Definitely a good dude. Back in the cage Saturday night.
Listening to Prince in the elevator. Ain't
nobody complete the word with my fingers?
Yeah, remember that the photo you took with a fan? I'll send it to you again. But out front of the hotel in 223, you took a photo with a fan, and you guys did this like really cool photo. I snapped a pic of it, so it was great to see the way you interact with your fan base, and that's why everybody loves you, man.
Oh, cool. Oh, okay, I guess I don't remember. If you send me the photo, that'll be cool too. I'll like to see that. You know, that's
I will do
a
it.
A good little lift up and stuff, you know.
There you go. Let me ask you this: you just fought just over 5 weeks ago. I want to know did you have time to cheat? And if you did, what was the cheat meal before you had to get back on training and weight?
Cheat me? I don't know. I don't know. That's hard to say. Like, I don't know what a cheat meal is for me. I eat like crazy all the time. So, I mean, throughout the days, I guess I'm generally healthy because my diet's completely 100% plant-based. And so I guess my cheat meals would be like a Beyond Meat burger, you know, and or maybe some like vegan gummy bears.
Vegan gummy bears.
I'm trying to think of something funny to say because all the meat, you know how I eat, Matt. Yeah. Definitely nothing like what Alex.
He's on a seafood diet. You know, he sees food and he eats it.
And that's my biggest disappointment, Alex, about Vegas. Supposedly all the buffets are not open, and that just kills me.
Yeah, but, you know, they give us a good per diem, and then they take us to Whole Foods. So I just got, like, 5 bags of groceries because, you know, I like to eat a lot. Even on the fight week, I tend to eat a lot. I don't stop eating even in the weigh-in day.
Wow. That's the life right there.
That is the life.
How difficult has training been, you know, since when did this mess start? March?
March, yeah. Shut down.
I never stopped, you know. One thing that I'm always going to be good at is definitely just getting my work in. I always want to train, whether I'm challenging nature or other people. But other than that, I'm always trying to stay on top of my, especially conditioning, my agility, my speed, and I try to keep it at professional athletic levels, I guess, you know, so to speak. I always try to push it a little bit harder and try a little bit more. Like, for instance, after the fight, in San Antonio, where I broke my hand in the first round, after I got surgery, I got bored. I couldn't train as hard as I wanted to, so I ended up just doing like jabs and kicks on the bag, and I would go extreme mountain biking down steep mountains and climb mountains with one hand, just because I just needed to push myself, not only physically, but in a mental state where, like, I need to be in that place where I'm going to be fucked if I fucked up, but I chose to do, like, I need to be in that place.
Alex said truck.
He said truck, right?
That's what you said, truck.
Yeah. Get trucked up, you know, like a freight truck came in.
Get trucked up.
What is your favorite truck? Do you have a favorite one? Is it a Ford or is it a Chevy?
I like the Jeep truck.
Favorite truck. Do you have a favorite one? Is it a Ford or is it a Chevy?
I like the Jeep trucks now.
Oh, the Gladiators.
Yes.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
We almost bought those for our company, and we just thought that they were so ugly.
Oh,
what?
You gotta get lifted. Yeah, you got to get them lifted. You got to get the tires.
They just kind of look weird for, you know, they're like 80 grand. So, A, they're expensive, and B, they're not the most attractive to me. But, you know, you're Bruce Leroy, so I'm going to change my opinion.
Yeah,
how's that?
There you go.
You know, I know that you talked about it, and we're going to talk about, you know, fans here in a second. I'm going to talk about fans in a second. You know, if you want to respond, that's great. But talk about your last fight, you know, with Chase, and, you know, a lot of publicity on him. And I think you kind of felt disrespected by fans and media. And did you take that personally?
No, I never do. One second. Yeah, I never do. I just, referring to the part, like, on the post-fight interview, the way I was very, hyped up and emotional about the situation.
No, I'm talking more about how, you know, the fans went and dumped on him after, and that's what I was saying about the fans. Not necessarily your response, but I know that you responded about fans. And, you know, I take it personally because I know so many of you guys.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, I understand what you're talking about, like, why I kind of jumped out and defended Hooper.
Right.
Yeah.
Which was good. I respected you for that.
Well, I respect anybody that, like, has the testicular fortitude to get inside the cage and actually do what we do. It's one of the, I would have to say, it's one of the, if not the one of the most hardest things that any athlete would have to do. Because it's one thing to be athletically sound and be physically strong and quick and all that stuff, but then it's another thing to put yourself in a situation where you know you're going to get hit. You know, like, you know that this guy's out here to take your neck off and everything. So, like, I always give credit where credit's due, and I've always give a lot of respect to any of my opponents, because at the end of the day, without my opponent, I don't have a fight and I don't get to do what I love to do. Win or lose, I need someone in front of me in order to see who I am now before I progress into the future. So I don't like it when fans or keyboard warriors and stuff like that even bash my opponents. But yeah, like when it says, "Oh, you just smash them and just go
truck
them." I'm sorry. But yeah, like when it says, "Oh, you just smash them and just like," I don't appreciate any of that, because he's another human being. He's out there chasing a dream, like we all are. And without each other, we wouldn't have what we do best. We wouldn't be able to do this. So I have no disrespect towards any of my opponents. In fact, I really don't know them until the fight. So I don't have anything bad to say about people. And I just I think fans really need to mature,
grow up.
You know, grow up a little bit when it comes to watching something like this, man. Because you got two pristine and elevated athletes going out there and really putting their health, lives, and, you know, futures on the line for entertainment. And I just feel like when fans act that way, they just don't appreciate what we're doing. I'm not saying that we should care whether they appreciate it or not, but I mean, like, it's just, you're going to wonder why that maybe a lot of fighters don't answer back to fans on DMs or want to talk to a lot of people, because we know the two-faced side of a lot of those people. And that's why there's always a bad taste in the mouth when we got to talk to people. And usually, like, they give you, like, these bogus questions. Like, the first things that are coming out of their mouth is, like, small talk. It's like, "Oh, are you ready for your fight? No, I just signed the contract and I'm expecting to lose." You know what I'm saying? Like, it's ridiculous stuff like that. Instead of, like, seeing who you are or trying to understand you as a fighter or anything, a lot of people just judge you based on either records or stuff like that. They don't care who you fought. It's just it's almost like people fact-checking you on Google, you know, when you try to have an argument with somebody.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, because Tim Sylvia used to say back in the day that the athlete's most hated question, how's training going? And kind of like your just response, oh, it's been really bad. I hurt my left knee. It's really pulled bad. I hope my opponent won't go after it.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. Like, it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous question. Like, are you ready for your fight? It's like, then why would I have signed the contract if I wasn't ready? Or are you scared? And it's like, I don't know. But I understand what it is. That's why I try not to respond negatively, because I understand that it's a question based off their own insecurities. Because if they were have to be put in that situation, they'd probably be scared. They probably feel unready and all that stuff. And it's understandable coming from a basic human being versus an elite athlete or fighter at that, not an athlete, just an actual fighter.
Exactly. You know, a person that would be scared, and that would be me, by the way. You know, if I was walking to the octagon, I would be petrified, and I'd turn around and run the other way. But my question for you then is, how has your mentality walking to the octagon in your last fight changed, if at all, from the first time you did it?
Honestly, in a lot of ways, I care more, and in a lot of ways, I care less. I found a good balance, you know. I found to where, kind of like going back to the reason why I started training and fighting in the first place. I love to do it, you know. I'm looking to answer a question, so I began to focus on that more so than getting the Instagram right now. Like, my followers literally dropped down like 10,000 because I've been barely keeping Instagram right now. Like. My followers literally dropped down like 10,000 because I've been barely keeping up with any of the social media or anything. I've been focused really on just training. It's what brings me true happiness.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this before we get into, you know, about the fight coming up on Saturday and your new opponent. And I had this written down to ask anybody that's listening to the show. They know this is one of my favorite questions. I do want to get to know you a little bit more. I want our audience to get to know you a little bit more. So my question is, you can have any four people come over for dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious. Cannot be family members, can't be teammates. And who would that be?
All right. That's hard. Prince.
You said that.
Yeah, going down an elevator.
Matt did
Prince
say
coming
Prince.
Through strong.
Definitely got to have Bruce Lee there.
I was almost going to say that he's not eligible either, because
right.
That's a no-brainer.
and we're talking fictional too, right?
Yep.
All right. Then I want Ender from Ender's Game, the book series.
Okay.
And then I want to go with another fiction character. I'm going to go with Paul Atreides from Dune.
And Paul, we're going to write it down and have a trivia question later on in the show from that answer. All right, we're similar thing. Three bands, three musicians are going to perform in your backyard for your 27th birthday. I made up that number, by the way. who's the band's going to be?
All right, bands. I definitely think for a backyard party, I'm still going to go with Prince. And
well, he's there for dinner. You might as well have him go and perform in the backyard.
Yeah,
and when the rain and the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Definitely, and I'm going to go with Queen. And now it's going to be this one's hard, because I do want to put some hip hop in there, but then I feel like the lineup might be skewed a little bit because of the classic rock that's in there. So just to be safe, I'll hit me a Bob Marley.
Oh,
like that.
I like that.
I saw Queen last year. I said I would never go see them, because you can't go see Queen without Freddie Mercury, and it was outstanding. It was such a great show. I don't know if you've seen them. But if you have the opportunity, you definitely need to do that. How much of a problem, if any, is a change of opponents for you coming up?
No, I guess this is the first time this ever happened to me, so I don't feel any type of way about it. I'm just glad that I have an opponent, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The thing that was scaring me the most was I'm going to be here for a week quarantine and not have a fight.
Yeah.
So having a new opponent is great. I prepare for everything as a fighter and as a mixed martial artist. Whether or not I'm the best in the world, or is going to be. I know that I'm a very well-rounded individual, and I try to fill in the holes as much as possible. I know where my weak points are, and as much as I'm aware of them, I try to train and better them as well. So I'm not afraid of a change of opponent, and not only that, I just know I'm a very difficult person to prepare for, so I feel like the pressure's on his end.
What can we expect Saturday night when the UFC is back on ESPN from the Apex Center? What can we expect to see from you and the fight in general?
Well, I mean, like all my fights, you know, you're always going to be able to expect some good action. You know, there's not going to be, there's never, when there were crowds, there was never one time I get boos or any dissatisfied cheering. You know, we're gonna go out there and put on a show. I like to fight, so I'm definitely going to be in there. That's for damn sure. You know, I like to throw hands, so you know, we're gonna let them fly. I feel like awesome. My opponent, he's a scrapper. You know, he's definitely a tough dude, named the hard-hitting hillbilly. If he makes it to the event, you know, with no complications, then we're going to have a nice scrap. I know he likes to throw hard, but it seems like, honestly, he likes to throw that way to get inside and try and take me down and secure those positions. So it's going to be kind of like every fight that I got into. I mean, the Giga fight would have been more of a stand-up war, where this fight, I just know that people are going to, like, look at my past fights, look to see where my weaknesses are, and trying to exploit the holes in my ground game, which I have been filling up and been getting better. As you can see in the fight with Chase Hooper, I was able to nullify that completely.
Right.
And I think it's going to be pretty much, you know, the story of my career, you know, trying to stay standing up while this guy's going to keep trying to take me down.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. You found the photo, right?
I found the photo. We're going to send it to you, Alex.
So we'll send it to you during this break. Alex, thank you for your time. We're going to put you on hold and get your address so we can send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on the show today.
All right. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. That is Bruce Leroy back on the show.
What a good
It's the third
dude.
Or fourth time he's been on. He's really a good guy.
Great
he's,
dude.
He's one of those guys. He's always smiling, too.
Yeah, he's always having a good time.
Now, you don't know about in training.
In the photo.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
He's not smiling inside the octagon.
All right. We need to hit this break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Frank Gore, San Francisco 49er running back. I'm talking to sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tony Hawk, and you're talking sports with Randy.
This is one of my favorite workout songs.
And one of the greatest bands of all time, Tom Petty, The Heartbreakers.
I saw Tom Petty.
We've got a Rush fan over here, so I we got.
All right, so you've been the co-host of the show for how long?
A long time.
How long?
4 years.
4 years, and you've done two things in 4 years.
Well, you always say I never bring any
you never
value.
Do.
I mean, other
you
than
don't.
Other than free food for your guest, free rides
free food for me
for the triple champ to the airport. You know, like Uber services. But now,
I'm going to give you the glory. You set this up. Go ahead.
I would like to welcome to the show, Mike Rodriguez, your winner of the co-main event from Saturday night in Las Vegas. Welcome, Mike.
Mike, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're not too bad. We appreciate your time. So, what's the connection?
So Mike, you know, I got to be honest. You know, we broadcast live. We broadcast live from Tour de Pizza every Wednesday. I have a corner decked out with 8-Man Strong and our sponsors and the Knockout Radio banner and autographs from all the fighters, Uriah Faber and others. So everybody tells me their MMA connection. You know, their kid does karate.
Everybody's a fighter.
The uncle beat Mike Tyson when he was like six. And, you know, everybody's got a connection. So I meet this lady, healthcare worker, a true hero, a first responder, you know, in the hospitals. And she comes in and she gets pizza. She's from New York. And she tells me that her son fights and he's a fighter. And I'm like, okay, cool. Great. That's awesome. So we build a relationship over some time. She comes in, she coming back.
Typically, you Google it because people say that to me, and I'm a local judge, and you Google, and you know they're an amateur fighter in elementary school.
So finally, my son's fights for the UFC. I'm like, the UFC, really? I was like, and he's in New York, and yeah, okay. And then I was like, well, what's his name? Does he have an Instagram? So I Google it, and lo and behold, it's you fighting on Saturday night at the Apex Center.
Yeah, that's awesome. That story's awesome. Yeah, she kept telling me the same thing. She's like, I know these guys who got a radio station. You need to go on it. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right. And then she just kept telling me about it. But and then, sure enough, it happened.
And your mom is your biggest fan. She's always hyping you up, man, talking about it. So I know she couldn't be here now and live, but like, how was it? How did Saturday night feel? How did it, like... Have you guys talked? Does she like watching you fight? Is it something comfortable for her, or is she like nervous every time?
No, she's nervous, but she still watches anyway. She's like, no, but she's like, yeah, like no. So, but yeah, she watches it. She tunes in all the time.
We're going to talk a little bit about Saturday night, but I need to ask you. I know that you're up in the great Northeast. I once lived in Boston, and I'm just curious. Is there still construction around the tunnel?
Of course. It's always construction there. Always.
There's
construction going on here.
How about this? I was there. I lived there 40 years ago, and there's still construction there.
Yeah. Still, you know Boston. Boston stays the same always.
Crazy.
I mean, there's just so much construction. between the new towers and new apartments they're building or road work, one or the other, but it's always construction.
Well, road work, I understand, because the roads are always there, but you would figure sooner or later they're going to run out of, I mean, everywhere, you know, would run out.
I know.
They don't. Just keep redoing and regoing. And, all right, so being in the Boston area, I have a great love for Boston. I'm curious. Other sports you're fans of, and are there teams, and a guy was just here, and we were talking about favorites and teams you don't like. Normally, if you're from Boston, there's a certain city you don't like, and I'm curious, does that stay the same here?
In terms for like MMA, or you talk about like major life? Do you think I repeat that question again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, not MMA wise, because that's still totally different. You know, people may live in, but it's just, you know, Boston and I know that your mom and, you know, it's New York, but it's still Boston and New York doesn't get along. And believe it or not, Tampa Bay and Boston doesn't get along, and even more so now with the hockey playoffs going on.
Yeah, I know. We're playing you guys right now, right?
That is correct.
Or no? Yeah, no, I haven't been following up on the hockey playoffs. But yeah, I watched only the first game of the North Carolina games, but that was it. But yeah, I forgot about that rivalry. That's awesome.
Do you like other sports? Do you follow other sports?
Yes and no. Sometimes, like during playoff times, yeah, typically I do. But like during the season, I'd be too busy with my own sport to even follow anything else.
Do you watch a lot of MMA fights? And normally when I talk to you athletes, you know, it's like, as a judge, I can't watch a fight as entertainment if I'm judging it. And if I'm judging it, I'm really not enjoying it because it's my job. Can you do both? And if you can't, which do you do more? More for work and you're kind of like looking for things? Or can you sit back and just enjoy the fight?
A mixture of both, because the things that I'm looking for as a fighter, I'll enjoy them. I'm like, oh, that's sick. I'm like, oh, I want to learn how to do that. So, like, yeah, I do watch it from, like, a learning tool as well as, like, things to take from. And then I do enjoy it all. So, yeah, I look at it kind of with both lens.
I have a lot of people, you know, they'll say, who did you think won that round? Or who do you think won that fight? And I'm like, if I'm not watching it as a judge, I can't tell you because I'm looking for different things.
Yeah, you know, I get what you're saying.
You know, you want to enjoy it and not be, you know, crystal watching every single thing. Saturday night, you looked like you didn't have a worry in the world. You were calm. You were relaxed. Is that the case inside, or was that just the demeanor outside?
No, that's how I felt inside. I just, when I went out there, you know, sometimes, like, all right, like the best way to describe it is like baking a cake. Like you did all the right things. You put all the ingredients where they need to go and to bake this beautiful cake. So you're expecting it to taste like a cake at the end of it. And that's exactly what happened. We did everything right in training. There was nothing but confidence coming out into that fight.
What did the cake taste like? Was it, you know, double fudge? You know, what kind of cake did you bake Saturday?
Actually, yeah, double fudge. double fudge.
It was a quick baking cake because that was over before you even knew it.
My head still hurts from that elbow.
Oh.
Mike, how strange was it fighting in the Apex, no crowd? I enjoy watching it with no crowd. What's it like fighting there with no crowd?
Well, I was kind of used to it because I fought on a contender series, and that was quiet. And thankfully for having Joe as a cornerman, as one of my coaches, Joe Lozon, he fought on the Ultimate Fighter Season 5, I believe.
Sure.
He always prepared us for it. He was like, hey, listen, like, when you fight in that arena, there's nobody there. It's just going to be you guys. That's it. You can't hear nothing. So he kind of mentally prepared me for it. But other than that, it wasn't really a bother. The crowd is typically not either a bother either.
So Mike, you're 11-4. You know, what's next for you, bud? Who do you want next? Like, what do you want next?
I'm just going to sit down, chill. And then I want a quick turnaround. I want to fight probably in October. October is looking really nice. I have no injuries from my last fight, so why not?
I think a visit down to your mom is in order, isn't it?
Yeah, come on through.
Oh, yeah, I got to do that, too.
Well, that way we can get Mike in to make some pizza. Yeah. He can make pizza for his mom.
We'll make a cake. We'll make a cake.
We'll
make a cake here.
We'll make a cake.
How difficult has it been training-wise? You know, I keep asking all the athletes, you know, with the pandemic, and some people said that it's gotten better because, you know, it's more close-knit and you're able to do more, and some people say they have to find other things to do when they're training.
Yeah.
How did it fall into place for you?
I didn't mind it. It was kind of cool. So, like, I didn't have all the sparring partners that I normally have. I just had one sparring partner the whole time, my man Ross Levine. I had him the whole time. And then I would go to my strength and conditioning, and those were, like, in the morning times. It was totally fine. It's just that, like, training for mid-session was kind of the issue because I had to rotate days and whatever. And because certain times were, like, the gym was occupied with a limited people and the cohorts and all of that. But other than that, it wasn't that bad. It was pretty cool. It was really cool, actually.
One of the questions I'd like to ask so that we and the fans, you know, get to know our guests better. You're going to have four people come over for dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious. Can't be family members. Can't be people from the gym that you hang out with on a regular basis. Who would it be?
You said four.
Yep, four.
I would have Muhammad Ali. You said past or present, right?
Correct. Yep. Living.
Muhammad Ali, Tyson. I would probably go with Jeff Rickley from Thursday. That's my guy. And probably I'll go with Derek Jeter. I like him. He's a cool dude.
There you go.
Another Tampa connection.
When you come down to hang out with your mom after you eat pizza at Torta Pizza, we'll drive you over to, we like to call it Tom Brady's house because Brady's living in Jeter's house over on Davis Island. So we'll take
you front door.
We'll drop some pizzas off. We'll go
see if
they're home.
Good stuff. Mike, thank you very much for your time. Congratulations on a very impressive win.
Impressive.
We're going to put you on hold and get your address and mail you out some not only 8-Man Strong Gear, but one of my sponsors is located just outside of Boston. They have a kiosk at Faneuil Hall. So we're going to send you some wicked good cupcakes as well.
Oh, nice. Thanks.
I just got my box yesterday. They're awesome.
They look awesome.
You're going to enjoy it. Mike, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Mike Rodriguez, you had
Mike
a connection.
Slow Rodriguez.
Very, very, very
finally
cool.
Finally bringing value to the show. Look at that.
It's about time. It's about time you do something.
I mean, I'm an Uber driver for the UFC.
We ran a little long, so we're going to go through this break. We'll hit the top of the hour. Hopefully, we'll be able to get Emily on at the top of the hour.
Okay.
And she gets back in the cage as well.
She does.
On Saturday. I do like no crowds.
Yeah.
I really do. And here's what's weird. Anybody who knows me more than 10 seconds, they already know that I'm weird and that I have no reason, no rhyme or reason for things I do and say. I enjoy watching fights with no crowd. I can't watch WWE or any of the wrestling without a crowd.
Really?
Figure that out. I don't understand it.
Huh.
I don't. I don't know if it's because...
Because you know it's scripted?
I don't know if it's the scripted part or how they're still pretending to play to the crowd even though there is no crowd.
Speaking of WWE, there was a female wrestler here in Lutz, in Tampa, a local, that a stalker from South Carolina came down, cut in through the back screen of her patio, waited for her to go upstairs to go to bed, and then the alarm got tripped when he came into the home. She ran out. And what a crazy, crazy story that is.
It's insanity.
Unbelievable.
Have you ever, not stalked, because you can't say that, because then you'll get arrested.
Yeah.
But have you ever liked somebody that bad that you would consider doing something that stupid?
No. I mean, I mean.
I don't know. I could. Rocky Balboa, if he's somewhere, I'd hunt him down.
You might. But there's a difference between being a fanboy and then there's a stalking. This guy, tape and bind her and kidnap her. I mean, this is a serious thing. I mean, so I don't know if it's because it's a male female role that's different or just the guy just crazy, but it's unbelievable. It's right in our backyard.
Arm yourself.
Now I'm worried about going home because he might kidnap me.
Well, I asked him to. See, if he would have gotten away with it, he would have gone for you next.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah.
I want to find her name. What do they call it? Kidnapping? What do you call that?
Well, that,
he didn't kidnap.
Yeah, he didn't kidnap her.
Like attempted kidnap?
All you got to do, since you're Googling, is just WWE stalker. If you do that, I'll bet you it comes up.
Okay, so on...
I can't remember her name.
This article came out August 17th.
That would be it. Learn how to read.
I'm learning. Of course it comes up.
Oh, my God, you're brutal.
Lutz, Florida.
Right.
The
I mean, she's one of the big superstars.
Daria Baranito.
Okay, not Baranato. A real name.
Huh?
When you talk about...
Sonya Deville.
Yeah.
Sonya Deville.
Saying you don't say Terry Bollea. Somebody went to Terry Bollea's house. You would say somebody went to Hulk Hogan's house.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, that's the real name. So investigators say Philip Thomas, 24, left his car at the Baptist church around midnight, walked to Deville's Lutz neighborhood. So, again, another illusion of safety. You know, a gated community. You know, if somebody really wants to get into where you're at, they just park and walk in.
Well, I don't know if you can walk right into Brady's front door.
Well, you could walk. Well, not his front door because you have to swim.
No, that's the back door, isn't it?
Well, that's probably the front of the house. When you build a house on the water, would you build the front house towards the ocean?
I necessarily wouldn't, because that was one of Brady's bitches, is that boats are constantly going by his house.
The Trump parades? Like all the Trump... Have you seen those Trump
parades? I know that there was one parades? In Clearwater.
That's like the largest Trump boat parade in the bay. And then I guess like some guy had like a little dinghy, little John boat with like a Biden sticker. So all these like mega yachts and like... One guy had a... But speaking of Biden, my daughters begged me to vote for Biden.
Oh, good.
Because they said that Trump...
Why are you bringing politics into the enjoyment?
Because they said that Trump is against TikTok and he's going to ban it. And so my 8 and 6 year old little
Trump's
girl...
Trump's against clocks?
Against TikTok.
Oh, I thought you... TikTok so clocks.
They said TikTok is a China-based app and it's getting consumer information. And so he's trying to ban TikTok. And so my daughters, being 6 and 8 years old, are terrified that they're going to lose their TikTok account and I'm going to be able to watch TikTok anymore. So they begged me to vote for Joe Biden.
Can you be begged into doing something?
Oh, man. No.
I can't.
No. I don't think so. I mean, I get begged to do this show every week.
By who?
By the guy that says, be you, they'll adjust.
I'm pretty confident that nobody I personally know has begged you to do the show.
Oh, Ronald Fackett was here the other day. So we were talking about the show and about you. And
who was?
Ron Fackett. Ron?
I don't know who that is.
From the race, from the Tropicana Field. Ron? What's his name? Ron Fackett?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so we came
he has by. A lot of names.
Does he?
Yes.
So we were talking about you. We were talking about the show, talking about your Facebook, Battle Ward.
Rants.
Twitter. Rants? Yeah, that's what it
is. Yeah, rants.
And,
I've got a few.
So, yeah, we had a...
I try not to. It's one of the reasons I want to stop doing the show.
Why?
Because if I stop doing the show, I'm going to delete social media.
Yeah, but you won't hide any comments, so it's not like you're avoiding them.
But I'm going to now.
Why? Why don't close the show just because of a bunch of numbers. Okay. Everybody's allowed to have an opinion.
Since you're begging me, I won't.
Yeah, please don't shut it.
Since you're begging me to continue the longest running sports show in Tampa Bay.
And we have fans. Connor Gordon. Connor is the band. Holly Glenn.
Well,
he came in. He's like, I listen to you every week.
So he gave me
critiques on how I'm doing.
Well, bad.
No, I'm doing good. I'm moving up.
I don't think they needed to go much more than bad.
I'm like Georgia Wheezy. I'm like moving up to the deluxe apartment in the sky.
You're almost to the basement.
Well, hopefully there's AC in that apartment.
In that truck.
Where's Wes McMillan at? Hey, Wes, come over here and fix the AC that you attempted to fix 7 times.
In the second hour, we've got a couple cool things.
Okay.
All right, a couple interviews. Elmi Whitmire coming up, Kendall Grove coming up, Mike DeCascos. Know him in Hawaii 5-0.
Hawaii.
But I'm going to let you in on some wagers.
Ooh.
That can be made in Las Vegas regarding Dana White and the Republican National Convention.
Oh, okay.
There are over-unders.
He's spoken before.
He's spoken.
He spoke at.
Yes, last year, and he will speak again tomorrow.
Okay.
And that's what some of these are. What will Dana White say first?
Ooh, okay.
It is plus 160, I believe, for UFC. This is what he will say first.
He'll say UFC.
UFC. Will he say UFC first, or will he say Ultimate Fighting Championship?
Oh, UFC.
Well, the favorite is Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's what he says. He's going to say, because he always says the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
So he wants to be professional.
Well, that's the brand. That's the
right,
logo.
Right.
So we'll get to that, and we'll get to a whole lot more shenanigans when we return after the top of the hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stetson.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.